Welcome to episode 423 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outleaner Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Elizabeth, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Sandy, Lindsay, and Donna. Vancouver, located on the southern Pacific coast of British Columbia, is one of Canada's most diverse cities. From Granville Island, through the neighborhoods of Yale Town, Gastown, and Chinatown, and on up to Stanley Park, there is truly something for everyone. And because Vancouver is the fourth largest cruise ship terminal in the world, chances are, if you're going to Alaska, Vancouver will be on your itinerary. We highly recommend taking a few extra days to explore this city, which is exactly what Lindsay and Sandy did last summer. So let's get started. All right, so Vancouver, this now begs the question, what are the other three biggest, largest cruise ports in? But we won't talk about that because that's a whole other podcast. But so were you in Vancouver because you were getting on a cruise ship? I know, I mean, Lindsay lives right around the corner from Vancouver, so she can probably go all the time.
Well, yeah. So Ellie took my daughter on a cruise to Alaska, and we spent 4 nights in Vancouver. So it was awesome.
And I live about 2.5 hours away. So I'm like, my husband drove me for about an hour and then I got on a bus and was there in an hour and a half. And
oh, nice.
Then I went on a cruise to Alaska. And then actually when I came back, he met me and we were in Vancouver for, so I spent time in before and after, but embarrassingly enough, I am really close and I should probably spend way more time in Vancouver. I've been there several times, but.
Well, it was shut down for a couple years in your defense.
So. Yes. Yeah. That is true.
Yeah. Well, and I live in North Carolina and I didn't go to the Outer Banks until I was 40. So, you know, we never party in our own backyards, do we? Yeah. So, okay. So then let's just, I mean, there's obviously lots to do in Vancouver. So I'm not even really sure where to start with the list of all the things to do. So maybe let's pick out, like, Sandy, what was one of your favorite things that you did?
Oh, boy. One of the coolest things we did was we got on the False Creek Ferry. So False Creek goes around kind of like the southwestern part of Vancouver Island. And there's a couple different boat companies that do ferries that you can buy like a day pass to just kind of hop on, hop off. So we took the ferry to Granville Island. And Granville Island has kind of a market kind of similar to Pike Place, but it's smaller, but very cool and lots of cool shops and lots of cool food. And we did a boat tour out of there to see like harbor seals and get like a, you know, a boat side tour of around Vancouver. They pointed out like, you know, people's houses who were famous and stuff like that. So it was really cool.
Did you get the lemon donuts at the market?
No, we didn't get lemon donuts.
That sounds delicious.
Well, I took a meetup group of women up to Vancouver for a weekend and we stayed on Granville Island and like literally lined out the door and around the corner for these dairy donuts. They're really good. They really are good, but
I don't know if I noticed it actually, but you know, my daughter's gluten free, so we wouldn't have been standing in line for donuts. So
that foodie, there's a foodie tour that they do in the Granville market that is supposed to be one of the best food tours to do in Vancouver. I've done a couple of the other ones and we kind of did our own self-guided one, but that was, I don't know. Did you get to eat anything in the market?
Yeah, we got some soup and some like I don't know if it was ginger ale or some kind of soda that they made there. We bought some nuts and some macaroons and I can't remember. I mean, yeah, we got a couple of things, but we definitely ate. Yeah, I remember getting the soup. It was a little bit warm for soup, but it was good. And then there's that brewery that's right there on the water, and we ate there after our boat tour. That was really good.
Okay, there's a couple breweries there, and there's some tasting.
Yeah, it was like Bridges something.
Went to a brewery?
I know, I drug my daughter, but my daughter could drink everywhere, so she didn't hate it so much this time. She was old enough to drink there.
So can we talk a little bit about the geography of Vancouver? Because you mentioned Vancouver Island and Granville Island, and I always kind of laugh because I don't think these are actually islands. Are they actually islands? And I just don't know of how they're broken off from the land. Or are they, because they look more like peninsulas or jetties or, you know.
All right, now you're going to make me Google it to look, but let's see. I mean, I do think it's an island because I feel like we crossed bridges to get onto
it. Well, you can cross bridges. I mean, the airport is across water from Vancouver. Actually, I think the airport's on an island. But, like, Granville Island is, it looks like a little jetty. I mean, it looks like a...
Yeah, so, like, the airport, I believe, is over... Yeah, that's Island. That is an island, if you look at it. And then... You get over onto the mainland, and then there's like a, yeah, there's like a whole little peninsula. Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess it's more of a peninsula because it's attached. Peninsula.
Yeah. But they do take the ferry, like, when you're coming from the one side, it is totally an island. When you're coming from the other side, if you're on like the Granville Loop Park or the, if you're on that side, you can drive. But like where I was staying, well, this past trip, I was at the Douglas, and that whole, it's like the, I forget what it's called, the casino. There's like a casino and there's a couple Marriott properties in there, but there is a ferry on that side that goes across as well.
So but I could definitely see how from certain parts of Vancouver proper, you'd want to take a boat over to Granville Island rather than drive it because it's going all the way around your bottom to get your elbow, but it's still not actually an island.
So there is actually a Vancouver Island if you're Googling the map, but that's not where we were.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
It's like across this channel kind of thing. So,
I just want to make sure because there's Victoria Island, which you can also get to from over there, people talk about these little jetties as islands. So I didn't know if that was like a Canadian thing or what. So I just wanted to ask the question, and now we'll get lots of hate mail from Canada going, why don't
I know, right?
No, well, I would be better.
Yeah. better.
Granville Island does look, I mean, I guess it's still attached, so it could be considered
very attached. Too, but, I mean, there's like nothing.
But False Creek goes all around the bottom, like the south part of it. So, or the south part of Vancouver.
I would even say like it's only attached by one little piece. So it almost goes around.
It's still attached.
It's just a tiny little piece, and you really have to go way the heck out of the way. Like, I'm trying to figure out how far you'd have to drive around if you were coming from.
Actually, I'm pretty sure it's just an exit off that main road if you wanted to drive to Granville Island.
Park is the complex I was in. P-A-R-Q.
Very French.
Very, very cute. But, French,
yeah.
So I'm really curious, though, when you were up there, did you try the ketchup chips?
No. You didn't tell me I had to try ketchup chips.
We were up in British Columbia, and I had a private tour, and they took us in, and they told us you have to try the ketchup chips.
I feel like I've had those before, but I don't remember.
Have you had Tim Tams? The ketchup chips. I forget how close we are to Canada here because we can get those ketchup chips.
Well, next time we see Lindsay, she'll have to get you some so you can try them.
For the record, Lindsay, that's weird.
Well, did I tell you when we moved out here that like the phones were, the iPhones were just becoming a big thing in different colors, and there was this ad on the radio station all the time advertising a red one, and I was like, we're gonna switch our phone company because I want this red phone, and it was Rogers, and I didn't know it was a Canadian. It's a Canadian cell phone company because I'm getting the Canadian radio stations.
Yeah.
Josh is like, you're an idiot. It's not in the US. Anyway. On that one whole side there, the only way really is there's that one, the one freeway over, but then there's the
Totally believe that. I just don't think it's that.
Okay. So yeah. We are.
I can see where
we're using the term loosely here.
Yes, exactly. I was curious.
But so it's the legal name. It's called Granville Island. It's not just called.
Oh, no, I know. It's just not an island. Well, and that's why I was wondering if it was like Canadian definition of island. Like, if as long as it's surrounded by.
Wow, now we're really going to get hate mail.
Yeah, I know. Thank you very much. I'll be here all week. Okay. So, Lindsay, what is your favorite thing to do in Vancouver?
Oh my God. I feel like you're going to have to give me two because I'm going to be completely judged by the first one. So my favorite thing in the whole world is to eat poutine. So
I wouldn't judge that.
I had like I had a very specific list of things I was there researching. I was in search of the best poutine. I had a whole bunch of little secret hidden bars and speakeasies I wanted to go check out. So I found really great poutine, and then I did a great food tour with my husband, actually. There's a really great company there that we went through Chinatown and did a fantastic food tour.
So it was mainly Chinatown food, like the food. It was focused on Chinatown only.
Yeah. They have a couple different routes that you can do, but very local, very very. This is where the locals eat. Type food tour, and those tend to be my favorite. I mean, we're standing in line with people buying their groceries to get these little
so parties. To sum up, if we take everything you've taken into consideration, your favorite thing to do in Vancouver is eat
and yeah,
okay,
eat and
that's fair, that's fair. Yeah, totally fair.
But there's so much people discount it. There is so much incredible food in Vancouver. It really truly is a foodie city.
I will say too, for somebody, you know, I was with somebody with like very picky dining things, and Ellie found a lot of good stuff to eat in Vancouver. We found a gluten-free restaurant that had like a full dessert case with all kinds of stuff, and we had pizza there. And I mean, it was just, that's like the easiest time she's had doing vegetarian and gluten-free since we realized she had to do gluten-free, you know, so that, yeah, there was a lot of good choices there. It was really good.
Very good. Excellent. Yeah. So for the cruise, did you stay close to the cruise port or did you choose your hotel differently? I know, and Lindsay, I'll ask you the same question because I know you stayed other places around Vancouver as well, but in particular, when you were going for a cruise, what did you choose to do?
So I split mine up. The first night we stayed near the airport because of, we ended up coming in a day earlier than I had intended when I first made my hotel reservation because of the airline prices. So we stayed out by the airport, which was fine. You know, it's not fancy or anything, but it's cool. And there was a really good restaurant we found that night that was, it was called the Flying Beaver Bar and Grill. And it's near the airport and it's like you're almost driving on the runway. It doesn't even look like you're going to a restaurant, but it was excellent food, and it was like you're on the water and you can watch flight planes landing, and
oh, that sounds cool.
We did see beavers like swimming in the water, and it was cool. So that was kind of a nice, I mean, it was definitely not, didn't feel like you were in the city. And then whenever we switched over to the city, we stayed in Yale Town at a hotel called the Douglas, and I know Lindsay was there too, and she kind of toured it a lot more than me, so she might want to talk a little bit more about it.
So cool. The Douglas is one of the heritage, is part of the heritage collection from Marriott.
The autograph collection.
It's an autograph collection, sorry.
Yeah.
But it's just a really, really cool nod to the Pacific Northwest. I mean, you walk in and in the lobby there's this big, I forget how long it is, but it's this giant piece of an actual fir tree cut out in a glass box, and that's the desk when you come in to check in the lobby. And I wanted to check out one of their bars, has a hidden room inside it, and so the whole entire bookshelf spins around, opens up.
Oh, wow.
So that was the reason why I picked that hotel, and there's a very, very nice bar there, but it's very modern feeling. The rooms were really great, and I have to say, I'm so happy in hindsight. I ended up having a lot of work I had to catch up on, and I got to Vancouver actually a night later than I was supposed to because I was closing something up for a client, and ended up spending quite a bit of time in that hotel working, and I have to say, really, I'm glad I picked that one because the rooms were so comfortable and had a little bit of a unique Pacific Northwest flavor to that property, which is not your typical. And then of course it's attached to that park complex where the casino is right there. It's within walking distance to a lot of things. You can walk down to the ferry, get on that little ferry and go over to Granville Island. Public transportation is really easy from around there.
It's attached to the JW Marriott too, and they share, well, I don't know if it reciprocates back to the Douglas, but the Douglas can use like the pool and the gym and stuff for that, the JW Marriott, which was cool.
So that it, the
don't so you didn't necessarily the... you didn't stay close to the port then, you decided no. to no, the hotel wanted... based on the hotel and not on the port.
Not on the port. I've stayed down by the port several times, and I like it down there, and it's a great place to stay during when they have the Christmas markets, because you can just walk right down to the Christmas markets. It's a wonderful area to be in, but I wanted to check out the Douglas. And
I liked the area, and I really found that it was a very walkable city. I mean, we walked from the port area in Gastown back to the hotel. I mean, it wasn't.
Yeah, but you always walk ridiculously long.
But it was like a mile and a half. I mean, granted, there was a little bit of dodginess in this one part, but we just kept on walking, and we just didn't even look at people, and we just walked right through it. And yeah, it was fine. It's totally fine.
I did a ghost tour.
I'm fine.
Yeah. I did a ghost tour, and it was, I mean, they have this one company has several that are, I think they're very well done. Weaving in the history of Vancouver and the fire, and weaving in the resilience of the people. And I will say that particular tour had an early tour and a late tour, and I was so glad I did the early tour because of some of the parts we were walking through. It's a very easy to walk city, it really is, but just like every other metropolitan city, especially on this West Coast. It's just some.
Yeah, I think, was it the Lost Souls of Gastown? Is that the one you did too?
The Lost Souls of Gastown. And
we did that one too. That was really good. It was a really cool tour.
They have a couple that I would love to go back and do. There's an LGBTQ tour that's actually given by the author, by the person who designed the tour. It's only once a month. And there's a couple other...
Wait, it's an LGBTQ ghost tour?
No, well, it's...
Oh. Because, okay, because I'm like, gay ghosts, I'm in.
Yeah, I know, right? What a shame for that. But, you know, there's a, this company offers some very unique tours. They're very well done. Not just the Lost Souls of Gastown. Do you remember what the... There was a couple other ones that I had bookmarked I really wanted to do.
There were some that focused on, like, the TV shows that were filmed in Vancouver. There's a lot of movies and TV shows that get filmed there. The Flash is filmed in Vancouver, or was. I don't know.
Supernatural.
And also, we should note that... Oh, I did download the app, and now I can't remember what it was called. There is a festival that happens every time of year that was going on while the Van Mural Festival. And so there's murals all over Vancouver. And you can kind of do your, you can download an app and do your own little self-guided, which Josh and I kind of did a little bit, or you can even sign up and do a beer tour where you're going and trying different drinking establishments and looking at murals. And it's just a really neat, if you're an art fan at all, definitely something to check out. And it's something that you can armchair travel a little bit. You can get on that Van Mural website or the app from anywhere and check out last year's artist submissions. And it's kind of a neat.
Yeah, it's quite a creative town for sure. I mean, the movie industry is there, and some key art museums. Did you guys see the library? I'm sure you saw the library. Did you realize you were looking at the library?
I think we drove by it.
Do you remember what it looks Ubering. Like?
Well, tell me and I'll tell you if I saw
the Roman Colosseum.
Oh.
Yes, the ruined Roman Colosseum, like the ruins of the Roman Colosseum. Like there's, it actually sort of, like it, like it's not a full circle the way the Colosseum would have been when it was built. It's like, it looks like the Colosseum as it
is. Is it at the college, or is it
I feel like it's right in the middle of town.
Okay. It's in the middle of town. It's
I don't remember it.
You would have, I mean, when you see it, you might not have known it was a library, because I remember seeing it and thinking, that is the coolest building ever. What is that? And as I got closer, I was like, are those books?
You're like, oh my God.
Yeah. It's like, really sings cool. to you. Yeah, it's right by the Hilton, Vancouver downtown. Okay. So probably 3 blocks away from BC Place. Yeah. It's very down cool.
And the giant pigeons.
There's what?
Like giant, yeah, there's like, I have pictures and there's these giant pigeon statues and they're like in the middle of the park. They're right by one of the breweries, tap houses down there. I know you think I'm making this up, but they're giant pigeons. They're like, I don't know.
I don't think you're making it up, but I do think it sounds terrifying.
Cute.
I guess so. I guess it's sort of southwest of Gastown. I don't know what it's technically. Is it in Chinatown? I don't think it's in Chinatown. Well, anyway, it's sure. very cool. Yeah. It's very cool. If you've so next time you're in Vancouver, you have to make sure you go by there.
And
it's
really
impressive.
I feel like Vancouver is bigger than because it's so spread out, because there's so many different neighborhoods to it. It's bigger than I think I tend to think of it as.
Well, it strikes me because it has that, like, the peninsula that, you know, where most everything is. And then there's even like North Vancouver and everything is more up on the mainland above it. So yeah, it sort of reminds me a little bit of maybe Seattle or even Manhattan to a certain degree, where you've got this one area that's sort of isolated that's the main core, but then you have all these neighborhoods around it that are also part of the city.
Maybe, yeah, I mean, yeah. And you can go out to like Whistler and stuff, which we didn't
well,
go that far.
Yeah, that's way out. Yeah.
But that's like a cool day trip. We did go up to Stanley Park. That was phenomenal. That was a really cool area.
What did you do out there? I've heard the thing to do is to bicycle through Stanley Park, but I'm pretty sure you didn't do that.
So we did the Vancouver Aquarium, and then we did walk down to the water and we walked around the park a little bit, and we went over to, there's a totem park there too. And yes, you can rent bikes. I did talk to another travel agent on our cruise who had rented a bike, and she biked all over Stanley Park because there's like a route you can go that goes all the way around it. So yeah, it was really cool. And then when we came back from our cruise, we went back up there. We went to Capilano Suspension Bridge Park, which is right past Stanley Park. And after we did that, we went back to Stanley Park and went and ate dinner, or we ate lunch at a brewery / restaurant there, and walked around a little bit more. And there were like these gardens with these gorgeous flowers, and we saw like 3 different weddings going on.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, it was a really awesome area and just a gorgeous day. I mean, that is a city that people get outdoors for sure. And I could see so many. Why are you making a face?
I was yawning. I was so funny.
You're like, you don't want to rent a bike and drive around this
town? No, I don't want to rent a bike for sure. 100%. I actually was reflecting on when I went to Vancouver, because I've actually only been there once, which makes me sad to say. And I was much younger. It was the first time I went to Alaska, and we left from Vancouver. So we were there a few days early, and we did this city tour, and they took us up to Stanley Park, and we sort of looked out over it, but we didn't go into the park. We went to this overlook. And yet that is like one of the main things I remember about Vancouver was Stanley Park, which is so strange. I'm like, I literally just saw it. So it must have really made
it's
an impression.
Like, I mean, there was a train, like a kiddie train. There was like parks where kids were playing in water. There was a beach. Yeah, I mean, like, it was people, there were tons of people just hanging out and doing stuff like that. So you could really tell it was like where the locals went and did their outdoorsy stuff. It was a cool area, and it was large. You know, you could drive around and see a lot of it. And the totems were really cool too. So
did you go to the conservatory? I don't remember what it's called. It's the Elizabeth Park. It's like the glass dome.
Mm-mm, I didn't.
Blaudel or Bladel, or I don't know how to say it. Bladel. That it's where all the birds are. There's a little aviary.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cool. No, I didn't see that.
All heated indoors, like a dome in the center of Elizabeth Park, and that's where there's like a famous restaurant there that's like the place to go get brunch. And I did that in the past. I've done that where you get the Aperol spritzes and
cool.
Also sign me up. I mean, it doesn't sound as good as Gay Ghosts, but
Now I think I'm onto something. I think it's a new enterprising tour to
indeed. Well, one of the bullet points you have here is Flyover Canada, which I've definitely heard of. So tell us a little bit about that.
That was what Ellie called Canadian Soarin'.
Yeah. I mean, it is kind of. Yeah.
It pretty much is. Yeah.
Have you done the one in Seattle too?
What's that?
You done the one in Seattle?
No, I didn't know Seattle had one.
That's cool. There's, I bet Pittsburgh has one.
I don't think so. I think I would know.
True.
You brought it up. She didn't.
Yeah, so exactly.
That's how you counteract.
Let the record show.
So tell us about it.
I feel like I should mention too that I was given entry into almost all the places that I've mentioned because I did some training and the city like gives they're very good to travel agents and they want us to experience these things so we can tell our clients about them. But Flyover Canada was one of the things, and that is right at the port. That is, yeah, basically it's if you've been to Epcot or to Disney's California Adventure and you've ridden Soarin', it's very similar to that. You're going over Canada. You go in first to like a room where they show a short film about Canada, and then you go and you ride the actual ride. So the whole experience probably lasts about 30 minutes. It's not super long, but it is like a really fun thing to do if you're staying at the port and you are, you know, don't want to really venture very far. And it's gorgeous. Just
was
stunning.
It very cheesy and touristy? I always think that things like that are going to be super cheesy and touristy. I mean, that's not necessarily a bad thing. I just like to be forewarned, right?
No, I feel like it was really well done. I thought that the pre-show was good. When we went, so you have to reserve your time and you have to get there at the time you reserve. So like if you pick the 11:30 one, you got to be there for the 11:30 show because they sell like all those, you know, like, and that's how they do it. So we were there with, it looked like a field trip, really. So, you know, like school kids from there were doing it. So I don't think it's necessarily cheesy Tory. It's more museum-y, I guess I'd say. And then it dumps you out into a gift shop at the end.
Nothing touristy about that.
Nothing touristy there.
Yeah. I liked it, though. I mean, it was cool. It wasn't cheap, I will say that. So if you had like a big family, I don't know, but a couple I could see being like a totally fun way to just kind of spend an hour of your day, you know.
So we mentioned that it's raining.
Mm-hmm.
So we mentioned that Vancouver is a great place to go before a cruise, but I know, Lindsay, you've gone plenty of times when you're not getting on a cruise ship. If somebody wanted to vacation in Vancouver, what would you suggest? A week? 4 days?
At least a week. At least a week. And you'd want to kind of get, I mean, depending on what you're looking for your vacation, you might not want to be all in just the city. It's a great jumping off point to get out of the city and kind of like you did the suspension bridge and, you know, kind of go out and do a lot of things. Sorry.
They had, when we did the, our boat tour, they took us by this mountain that didn't look like you could easily climb up this mountain, but the guy told us there's a trail that goes up it and it's called the Grind and people run up it. And that's like, it's like a bragging rights kind of thing to see how fast you can get up top of the mountain, do the grind.
Yeah. That sounds like horribly difficult actually.
Yeah, I know. Right. I didn't even want to walk up.
Would
there.
That be Grouse Mountain?
Yes, that's it. Yes. Grouse Mountain.
Yeah, if it's called the Grind, and even from a distance, it doesn't look like it would be easy to climb up. I'm like, no, it probably
isn't.
I know, I'm
like, that doesn't take you like days? That's what it looked like to me.
So go ahead. Sorry, Lindsay.
One of the coolest things, I think, to do in Vancouver, if you're looking, you know, if you don't mind being there when it's a little colder, is to come in and do the Christmas markets. It's a little taste of the, I think, European Christmas markets, about as close as you can.
How cold is it?
I mean, I don't think it was very cold at all. I mean, they start their markets fairly early.
Well, you are from Wisconsin.
And because I like freeze in my house. I have 3 blankets on right now. I don't feel like it was too cold at all, but it's definitely, for y'all Southerners, it's a little bit chilly.
Gotta wrap up.
Yeah, but it's a great, I mean, they have the Glühwein, and they have like the authentic imported beer from Germany, and the potatoes and the cheese.
The raclette. So is that mostly on Granville Island, or do they have little markets around the city?
So there's a big one. The biggest one is in Vancouver, and it's just down the road from the port. So if you were staying at any of those hotels down there, you can walk. In fact, that's where I stayed to be able to walk to the Christmas market. But we got a lot of insider information from the lady at the border crossing. She was asking what we were doing. I said, oh, we're going up to the Christmas market. And she goes, oh, well, I'll tell you where the best ones are, because it's not that one. You got to go to this one and this one and this one. And she gives a whole list. And so we drove around and we went to all these other little holiday markets in these towns, some of which we were standing in line for quite a while to get in because they were so popular. But I will say I found some of the most incredible stuff, everything from amaretto made by the Vancouver brothers, that's bourbon barrel aged, that's like the best amaretto I've ever had in my whole life, to handmade soaps, to these socks that are made of this just incredible wool. Some really great finds if you kind of get up. The city is a great place to be, but I think it's definitely worth your time and effort to venture out a little bit and see what some of the local life is like outside of the city. And the holiday is a great time to do that. So,
Well, British Columbia is beautiful. And I mean, especially if you're a nature lover, you can't beat it.
Yeah. And people kept recommending going over to Victoria to do like the Bouchard Gardens and stuff. And we didn't have time to do that. So I could definitely see that you could spend a whole week going all around. I mean, not staying just in the city, but going, you know, an hour or two outside of it and just exploring the whole area. It's gorgeous out there.
For sure. And apparently all seasons, like you don't want to stay away from it in the winter. You want to see it then as well.
Well, and the Capilano Suspension Bridge Park, they do right now, or we're recording this in December, they do like Christmas lights out there, and they light up all the bridges and stuff. Yeah. So
that'd be pretty.
Yeah.
So this is a park of bridges. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah. So you go over the first big suspension bridge and you go to the other side. That one is really big. So I didn't want to really look down when I first went over there, because there's people going both ways on the bridge, and it's like a lot of people. And, but when you get over to the other side, it's a very cool, gorgeous, you know, like it's a good place to take your kids to get some energy out. Like, let's say you're getting off a cruise and you have a little bit later flight and you got to kill some time. It's a really good way to spend your day. It was really cool. And then, so there's, once you get to the other side, there's a lot more like paths and trails and bridges to look over. And then when you come back, there's like a visitor center. There was a restaurant, there's a musician, there's another like bridge walk that goes around. So it's a good few hour thing. It's really cool.
Cool.
Gorgeous.
So just to wrap things up, I want to ask about the port, since we mentioned that this was a pre-cruise stay for you. Any tips about the port? Is it a really efficient port? Is it one that you need to allow extra time for? Is there anything unusual about it? Like, talk about the port just a little bit.
So there is a hotel at this port, the Pan Pacific, that is the closest you can get to a port, I think. Like, you literally take the elevator down into the parking garage and you get on the ship. So, and there's other hotels in the area. But for us, we Ubered to the port, and the Uber driver was dropping us off at the front of the Pan Pacific, and the bellman told him not to drop us off there and to take us around to where, like, it said cruise. And he was just like, no, this is, you know, he like told us, don't listen to him. This is where you go. And we're like, okay. But then we had to drag all our stuff into the parking garage. Like, he should have driven us into the parking garage to drop us off. And he didn't, he dropped us off like at the front door. It wasn't a big deal, but I could see why they wanted you to go where they wanted you to go. So that would be my big tip for the port. Is like follow the signs and go.
That's
to,
a
like,
good tip, actually. Yeah, because yeah. Uber drivers will take you where the Uber tells them to take.
And it wasn't. And then we had to like drag our stuff to the place where they would take our luggage. You know, so mm-hmm. It would have been nicer just to get out where they would take our luggage, but it wasn't. So
that I will say, it's a newer port. It's nice. It's kind of simple once you know where you are. But coming off of a bigger ship like we were at the end, when you're just kind of facing that building, it can be a little disorientating to know which direction is which. And that's a really long walk around that pier if you're going the wrong way. So to kind of know which, you know, before you start hauling you, because I saw some people go the wrong way and have to turn around and come.
No, I didn't realize that.
And have
there is also a train station right outside the port. Like, if you don't want to take a taxi or something, you could take a train back to the airport.
To the airport?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's super convenient. So yeah. As long as you don't have really big bags or anything, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to have to carry your luggage and stuff. I didn't try it, but it's right there.
Okay. Well, that is our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of outlandertravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. On behalf of Donna, Sandy, Lindsay, and myself, Elizabeth, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.